I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration says it has determined Sudan's Rapid Support Forces rebel group and its proxies are committing genocide in the country's civil war. The administration said Tuesday it has imposed sanctions on the Sudanese group's leaders. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that the RSF and RSF-aligned militias directed attacks against civilians. Sudan's war began in April 2023 when the RSF and Sudan's military began fighting each other. The conflict in Sudan is considered the world's biggest current humanitarian catastrophe. A U.S. federal judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked the public release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on investigations into Donald Trump as an appeals court weighs a challenge to the disclosure of a much-anticipated document just days before the president-elect reclaims office. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Special counsel Jack Smith says his team is finalizing a two-volume report on its investigation into President-elect Donald Trump. The report is expected to describe charging decisions made in separate investigations by Smith into Trump's hoarding of classified documents at his Florida estate and his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election leading up to the Capitol riot. Trump was charged along with two co-defendants in the classified documents case. It was dismissed in July by a Trump-appointed judge who ruled Smith's appointment was illegal. Trump was also charged in an election interference case that was significantly narrowed by a Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Smith's team abandoned both cases in November after Trump's presidential victory. At least one volume of the report could be released as soon as Friday. Trump's lawyers are trying to block it from being made public. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. South Korea's anti-corruption agency says it received a new court warrant on Tuesday to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Its previous attempt was blocked by the Presidential Security Service last week. The Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials has not immediately confirmed how long the warrant would remain valid. A district court last week had initially issued a warrant to detain Yoon and a separate warrant to search his residence after he defied authorities by refusing to appear for questioning over his December 3 martial law decree. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is set to announce a massive final weapons aid package for Ukraine as part of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's visit to Germany this week to meet with representatives of about 50 partner nations who have come to Ukraine's defense since Russia invaded nearly 3 years ago. That's according to two senior defense officials on Tuesday who spoke to reporters traveling with Austin. The officials did not provide an exact dollar amount, but said the package was expected to be substantial, although they said it would not include all of the roughly $4 billion left in the congressionally authorized funding for Ukraine. They said there would likely be more than a couple billion dollars remaining. Praise and sharp criticism are flooding in for far-right French leader Jean-Marie Le Pen, who died Tuesday at the age of 96. Le Pen was a five-time presidential candidate who helped to shape the rising power of Europe's far right. Lisa Bryant has more for VOA.
Thousands of French demonstrating against Jean-Marie Le Pen in 2002. This is one of the many events that marked the life of the far-right National Front Party founder. That year, Le Pen was second in the first round of French presidential elections, shocking France and the world.
Ce soir, je veux m'exprimer devant vous avec
frontrunner and incumbent president Jacques Chirac made an appeal against extremism. It worked. Chirac won the runoff with more than 80% of the vote.
Je ne dis pas que les chambres à gaz n'ont pas existé.
Today, Le Pen's death is drawing a fractured reaction. Members of Le Pen's far-right party, since renamed the National Rally by his daughter Marine, describe him as a courageous visionary who has always served France. Other politicians are less complimentary. Far-left politicians denounced Le Pen for his anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, anti-Semitic stances. Lisa Bryant, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.